Protesters chanted while holding signs saying keep it in the ground and frack free NV. There were even performance artists clad in black bodysuits who staged a die-in in the entryway of the hotel. Bob Fulkerson with the Progressive Leadership Alliance of Nevada was arrested for trespassing during the protest, and another person was cited as well. That's according to Reno Police. Ruth Breach of Rainforest Action Network helped organize the rally against the sale, which protesters say would allow fracking on Nevada's public lands.
The hotel security was very adamant that this was private property and immediately violently detained one of our leaders, threw him to the ground, he cut his chin.
She says another issue with the event is that nobody was actually in the auction room at the advertised time.
So it's really unclear whether the auction has been canceled, whether it's been moved to another room. And as a federal agency, there's a really huge transparency issue.
Chris Rose is with the BLM and says they moved the sale once they heard about the commotion.
We had actually planned for potential disruptions based on past sales and things that had happened in other states. So when the protest occurred, we went to our plan B and moved the bidders and the BLM staff to an alternative room. If protesters had observed the sale and not been disruptive, we would have conducted the sale with public viewing.
The federal agency is mandated by law to hold these auctions quarterly. At this event, oil and gas leases were up for sale on 74,000 acres of land. Rose says it's a misconception that oil and gas sales will automatically end up leading to fracking on Nevada's public lands.
When we lease land in sales like this, that's strictly all it is. Once a company comes back, if they win the auction, they have the right to apply for exploration and development. So just because a company or an individual purchases the land at a lease sale doesn't mean the drill rig is going to show up the next day.
He adds that fracking operations must ultimately be approved by the state. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Bob Conrad of ThisIsReno.com.